It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS, the Forces Station, and we are joined by composer Harry Gregson-Williams. Now, you've worked on so many amazing films, from Prometheus to Shrek, now Gladiator 2. So how does it work? Do you have to watch the film and then the melody just comes to you, or do you have to create the score with some direction from Ridley Scott?
Well, as a composer, we may get the script in advance. So in this case, I certainly did have Gladiator 2 as a script. But it's sometimes a misunderstanding. As a composer, we're working with the film, you know, together with the film. So it is a collaborative process, and it's a work in progress. So if Ridley were to give me his final film and then ask me to write the music, I'd have probably 5.5 minutes to write 100 minutes of music. No, I'm starting to write the film as he's still shaping the film. So that's to say that he's definitely in post-production. The actors have all been paid. They've done their stuff. They've gone home. So they're now editing the film, Ridley and his editors. But they may be switching scenes around, shortening scenes, experimenting with taking scenes out. So it's at this point that I'll get my first cut of the movie, which will certainly not be the final cut. And that's where I will start to work. And, you know, as an example, for instance, the beginning of Gladiator 2 is an awesome naval invasion of the Romans. Now, this scene was probably about 12 minutes long when I first saw it, and I had to start writing music to it. But in the final film, maybe it's only 7 or 8 minutes long. So we're working in tandem, as it were. I know that sometimes it might feel that we write a piece of music and hand it in and that's that. That's not at all how it works. We're constantly playing catch up because it's the movie is fluid and it's moving all the time until the moment that Ridley will say, okay, now it's a fine cut movie, so everything's final. So yeah, there's a lot of back and forth that goes on.
It must be difficult, you know, as you sit there, the particular scene starts off at 12 minutes and then it's cut down to 7. You have to take out all this amazing music that you've already
Maybe you
composed.
Could look at it like this. So if there are some less than good moments, you're like, oh, goodbye. But I mean, if you think about it, if you're trying to edit something down from a large canvas to a smaller one, hopefully, you know, it starts to get more focused, more vibrant, and make more sense. Just occasionally, one will miss having the ability to elaborate, but quite often, you know, something that's been pared down is going to be more focused and better.
So what's the soundtrack for Gladiator 2 like then?
What is it like? It's full of ethnic flavours. I think it has many, many soloists singing over. The body of the score, the kind of weight of the score is the orchestra, like a big 80-piece orchestra recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London with a huge choir, another English choir called the Bach Choir, 80 or 100 piece choir. So those two things are quite conventional, but where the fun really starts for me is the sort of specialist musicians that I was able to assemble that play over and within those moments of orchestral playing. So there's a consort of viols, there's a santor player, there's an ancient instruments player who I found who actually lives in northern Spain who makes instruments himself and plays them, instruments that actually could well have been used by people in Roman times. There are various vocalists, a Nigerian vocalist, an Ethiopian vocalist, and then a really fascinating vocalist I found. I was looking for an unusual female vocalist, and I actually found this Israeli-born Australian male vocalist who sings falsetto, so high. And you can hear, there's a track called Smooth as a Descent on the soundtrack. If you were to listen to this one, you'd be hard-pressed to think that that isn't a female. But there was something so unique about it. It's beautiful. He's Israeli-born, so he was singing in Hebrew, I think. But these sort of things really fascinate me. The Lisa Gerrard also sang on this score, and she sang on the original Gladiator. But it's now, 20, 25 years since then. So the pitch of her voice has changed slightly, but the emotion and the spiritual kind of essence of the first movie I was able to bring forward using her vocals. So it's all the kind of the spicy bits of the score that really fascinate me.
I can't wait to see it. It's going to be amazing. But I do wonder, what does it mean to you to have worked on this epic film?
Well, it means a lot. That it's quite a responsibility. Let's not beat about the bush. The first movie is held close to a lot of people's hearts. But more than that, the first movie's score by Hans Zimmer, you know, which people loved a lot. I mean, that would be intimidating enough if it weren't for the fact that Hans is a friend of mine. He's my mentor, really. It's the reason I'm sitting here now. So, yeah, it was a bit intimidating to do this movie above any of the other movies I've done, whether it's a Shrek or a Narnia or any of the thrillers I've done with Denzel, actually. Tony Scott's films, Man on Fire, Spy Game. So, yes, I had to get moved past the fact that I was working on a sequel to a film that was much, much loved. But, you know, I had to.
I'm sure that the soundtrack will stand the test of time, just as the first one did by, as you say, Hans Zimmer. You compose a song in the film called War, Real War. Yeah. What's that like? And out of the whole soundtrack, what's your favourite?
What's my favourite? Probably my favourite is Lucius Arashat and the Roman Invasion, which was kind of the first long cue that I wrote. And that embodies the first, really, many of the flavours that I've just talked about. War, Real War, that's towards the end of the film. Well, here's the orchestra raging away in there as Lucius really becomes the gladiator he's going to become. Interesting, at the beginning of that track, one hears a lot of this chap Hamid Saidi, who's a santor player. So it's kind of almost like a hammer dulcimer. So there are little hammers that are played, banging away on strings. And I use that in quite an unusual way. But I have lots of moments that I love in this film that were a real joy to be able to score. So it's difficult to pick out one.
Well, Harry, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS, The Forces Station. It's been a pleasure talking about your composition on Gladiator 2.
BFBS, The Forces Station.